Authorities at Torit State Prison in Eastern Equatoria State say vocational schools should be open for inmates who are serving prison terms. Ramadan Bule, director for prison in Eastern Equatoria State, say overcrowded cells at the state prison poses challenges to correctional officers.
There are 367 inmates, and this prison was constructed for only 150 inmates. And now we have more inmates, that is overcrowding. We have other prison outside that we will transfer some of the inmates, but because of insecurity and lack of water in the areas. If we go back to inmates, there are a lot of things needed. First of all, vocational school, technicians, and secondly, building which will include workshops, mechanic, electricity, even computer inclusive.
Kahraba, hatta computer, kullu del bitwaqa fogo.
Bule says many of the inmates in prison are teenagers and children who need to gain some skills for life after serving prison terms. Lucia Joseph Ohide, who is one of the prison guards, says parents need to take care of their children to prevent them from going to prison at a young age.
The problem of small children coming to the prison is something bad. It's spoiling our country, South Sudan, because these are the children that can replace us. We are already old. They are the future generation of the country. My message to the parents is to take care of their children. Let children don't come in the prison. Prison is not life. Life is when you are with your parents at home and listen to your parents.
Sunday Mako is an inmate serving 20 years sentence in prison for murder. Says she has changed.
I am now 10 years in the prison. If I was out there, I could have died or anything would happen to me. I am here. God is keeping me. When I go out of here, I will be a different person. Prison mentor people, if you are a bad person, you become good and do work that will help your family. People should have love for each other. Prison is not for everyone.
Malish Dominic Hamis is another inmate serving 10 years for robbery. He says prison life has given him some skills that will change his life. He says prison authorities continue training inmates across Eastern Equatoria State.
Actually, I was moving in the wrong direction. And I want to thank God for that, because tomorrow when I am out, I will be a new person, a changed person in the community, and I don't want even to go back and remain as the same person. And right now, I thank also the project. I have gained a lot from the prison, was trained as a tailor. My message to the people, or especially mostly to the leaders in prison service, I urge them to add more vocational training, which will actually change the lifestyle of many prisoners.
Bule appeals to the state government to avail resources for training prison guards to focus on farming for feeding inmates in Eastern Equatoria State. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa in Torit, Eastern Equatoria State.